counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Jay Slapsick from the Besnard Lakes.
Hey, this is Matthias Kahn from the Burning Hell.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from the Ketamines.
Hey, it's Marty Carpet of Imaginary City.
Hey, this is Matt from Golden Youth.
Hi, this is Jay Harder, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland. We're about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We do it every week. It's a whole lot of fun. These charts are for the week ending Tuesday, September 17th, and Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50, from which we'll play selections from the top 20 over the next 2 hours of the program. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations every single week, and other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top tuner countdowns. And you also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more. Some of the bands featured on the page this week include Islands, The Balconies, Bear Mountain, and Golden Youth. So go check that out.
And if you want to contact us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, then we want to hear from you and get you some exposure on this show. We're going to do that coming up in this program. We'll have the top 20. Plus, you're going to get your Entertainment 401 from Stephen Karlick of Exclaim, and we're talking with Lucas Hicks about his newest release that he's put out. And also, a treat for you, we have our number one, who's going to be on the line a little later on in the program as well. And if you've been following the charts, you know that there hasn't been any movement over the last couple of weeks for number one, so that's your teaser. But before we do that, we've got to kick the show off, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 20.
Stay tuned. Lots of brand new stuff coming at you this week, including 3 debuts in the top 20 and many other debuts below the top 20 that we'll tell about you later in the program. At number 20, up 2 spots this week, is Still Life Still from their album Morning Trance. You're going to hear a track called Dancing Spines. Following that, you're going to hear from Esmarine and their new album Delmark, which is at number 19, up from 24. And at number 18, Glasgow-based art rock, indie rock quartet Franz Ferdinand released their 4th album, Right Thoughts, Right Words, Right Action, following their previous record 3 years prior. It debuts at that spot, and you'll hear from that as well. And then we'll be back.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
Sell our veins and patience. Summer tastes waiting. In face I can't control. So what am I so worried for? I drink you down into the now. All your enemies make you love your covers. You held me at your waist and cut us to dead lovers.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Not me.
That is my jam.
Evil Eye by Franz Ferdinand from their newest record, Right Thoughts, Right Words, Right Action, debuting this week at number 18 on the Earshot National Top 50. Before that, number 19 up from 24, you heard Esmarine from their new record, Dalmark on Constellation Records, a track called Lost River Blues 2. And starting off the set was Dancing Spines by Still Life Still from the album Morning Trance at number 20, up two spots from the week before.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond. That's Brian Cleveland. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It's a great website. You should check it out. And we're going to keep moving along in the charts. Coming up very shortly, you're going to get your entertainment news from Stephen Carlick, our friend over at Exclaim. But first, Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 17.
Here's Void by Superchunk from their newest album, I Hate Music, at number 17, down from 11.
Number 17.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 16.
Let's
It's the Earshot 20.
Glory Days by Fur Trade from their new debut record, Don't Get Heavy, at number 16, back in the program from number 26 the week before. And before that, number 17, down from 11, was Superchunk, I Hate Music, and a track called Void.
All right. We're going to take a break from the charts now as we grab some entertainment news from our friend over at Exclaim.
It's the Earshot 20, Entertainment 411.
Stephen Karlick from Exclaim here with the latest music news, albums, and tracks. Neil Young was banned from Fort McMurray radio playlists after comparing the city to Hiroshima. The Canadian hero has earned himself some enemies in Fort McMurray after comparing the city, located in the Athabasca oil sands, to Hiroshima after being devastated by the atomic bomb. Young called Fort McMurray a, quote, wasteland on Tuesday, September 10th, during a news conference in Washington, D.C., in which he spoke out against the Keystone XL pipeline, saying, quote, the fact is, Fort McMurray looks like Hiroshima. There's fumes everywhere. You can smell it when you get to town. As the Canadian press reports, Rock 79.9 radio DJ Chris Byrne evidently wasn't too happy about his town being compared to Hiroshima, since he stopped playing Shakey's music for a day. He then asked his listeners if the ban should be extended indefinitely, and while the majority said no, these responses were apparently found to have come largely from outside Fort McMurray. Most locals reportedly supported the ban, so Young's music was cut from their station's playlist. In happier news, a long-lost Godspeed You Black Emperor cassette has allegedly emerged online. For the band's longtime fans, the tape, which is called All Lights F'd on the Hairy Amp Drooling, F standing for an expletive, is the stuff of legend. The 1994 debut release came out in an extremely limited run and has never emerged on the internet, but that may soon change thanks to a Reddit user claiming to have unearthed a copy. A user going by the name Casket Jack posted that he had bought the tape in the early 90s at Room 201, a record store in Moncton, New Brunswick. He was apparently advised to buy the tape, didn't like it, and subsequently forgot about it. He supposedly discovered it just the other day and shared his findings on Reddit. The tape was reportedly released in a run of just 33, and in a 2010 interview with the 405, the band's Efren Menuk said of the tape, quote, I don't know why it hasn't turned up on the internet yet. I've been looking. Folk outfit Evening Hymns have announced a fall Canadian tour, booking shows with Basha Bulat and Andy Schoss. The band had a stellar 2013, having earned a Polaris Music Prize longlist nod for their album Spectral Dust and spending the summer on the road. This fall, the Toronto-based folk rock project will continue their run with more tour dates. The band will open up for Basha Bulat in two short legs. First, they'll play with her in Montreal and Ottawa in early October, and then they'll link up with her again later for some Western Canadian tour dates in late November and early December. In between those two legs, the band will play some Ontario shows with Prairie songwriter Andy Schoff. Broken Social Scene vet Brendan Canning will take You Gots to Chill, his forthcoming solo record, on a North American tour. Following a stop at Pop Montreal later this month and the album's October 1st release date, Canning will kick off the trek with a few U.S. appearances before playing Canadian dates in November from Toronto, between Toronto and Victoria. Joining Canning on these Canuck dates will be Ontario indie rockers Dinosaur Bones. Cities to be featured on the tour include Toronto, Hamilton, London, Kitchener, Winnipeg, Saskatoon, Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver, and Victoria. In album reviews this week, we have MGMT's self-titled third album. As our writer notes, it's telling that MGMT's third full-length is their first to be giving an eponymous title. The band managed to snag major label attention with their early, inescapably catchy tracks like Kids and Electric Feel, but mainstream appeal was never MGMT's original nor sole intention. While the album features no straightforward pop songs, MGMT finds Andrew Van Wingarden and Ben Goldwasser having a great deal of fun creating exactly the kind of eclectic, weird music they want to. Also out this week is the latest album from folk rock outfit The Sadies. Internal Sounds is the first record in the band's extensive catalog to be produced by The Sadies' own Dallas Good. As such, Internal Sounds possesses the most tension between their noise punk origins and the intangible aspect that makes them such an inclusive hit at folk festivals. The lyrics and arrangements are stellar, and the album's a perfect example of the band pushing boundaries while still being steeped in tradition. For more of the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week, visit Exclaim.ca. Our song pick of the week is the latest single from Halifax-bred producer Ryan Hemsworth, whose debut solo album will drop later in October via Last Gang Records. The single is called Against a Wall, and you can hear it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot 20. Extra. 14.
I
It's the Earshot 20.
From their brand new record, Warring, debuting at the number 14 spot, it was Toronto Art Rockers, The Darcys, and their album Warring, which closes a trilogy with their third album in as many years. You heard a track called Pretty Girls before that. You heard Who's Watching You by Imaginary Cities. Their latest album, Fall of Romance, is all the way back from number 40 to number 15 into the program. And before that, you heard from Stephen Karlick and his pick of the week from Ryan Hemsworth's upcoming new album, a track called Against a Wall, featuring Lofty 305.
Earshot20@gmail.com. Just one of the ways you can get in touch with us if you are looking to get some exposure as a Canadian band or artist, and we're doing that now with Lucas Hicks. He's currently touring his new record, The Coast Bad News, and joins us to chat about it. Lucas, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hey, Anthony. Thanks for having me on today.
No problem. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about the record itself and find out what was the recording process like for this record?
It was really interesting and much different than anything I've done. For one, this is the first time I'm touring any material. I did do an EP about a year ago that was sort of recorded in a jam shed in Sackville. It was really do-it-yourself. This time around, I hired on Dave and Colleen from Construction and Destruction and went down to their house, the quarantine, as they call it, in Port Gravel, to do some recording. So I really focused on production this time around.
And is there a story behind the name, The Coast Bad News? Was there something that happened or a story behind that, or is it just you kind of just came up with it?
There's specifically no connection between the two songs, besides the fact that, you know, I feel that they're closely connected. They were written around the same time. The Coast specifically is what I wanted to put out and get out right away. And it just so happened that I had bad news as well. But The Coast is just sort of about getting out there. I'm actually on a bus right now to Halifax to play a show. By the time this airs, I'll have done it. But you know, I just really wanted to get out there. I have a love for the East Coast. I do. And that's sort of what that song's about. And before I went out and did this, I wanted something to, you know, maybe explain that to listeners. And so that's why I did it. And then just decided one song wasn't enough, I'd pair it with something else. So that's sort of the story behind this recording.
And as you alluded to just a moment ago, you are on tour doing a few shows in our area and also abroad. I guess not really considered abroad, but Nova Scotia, Quebec area, and also in New Brunswick.
Yeah.
How have you found the crowds to be receptive of your music? Do you find that you get warm reception here in New Brunswick, outside of New Brunswick? How does that all factor in for you?
Truthfully, it's kind of crazy. I feel like I'm born and raised in New Brunswick, not far from Nova Scotia, but I do feel like Nova Scotia is it's had a big influence on me musically. That's where my main influences come from. But and a lot of friends and connections I have are there as well. But that's sort of been the big draw, I think, for me is to go down to Nova Scotia. New Brunswick as well is always supportive. And so that's why I've been sticking around there for now, you know, just to really plant some roots, if you will.
And so what lies ahead for you? What's on the horizon for you in terms of your music?
Well, I've got another tour planned just around the Maritimes and into Newfoundland as well for November, with dates coming out soon. Not for a new release, you know, mainly just pushing what's already out there, but I've been shopping around to do some recording here, probably over the Christmas season, and get that out in the new year. I'm looking at a full length. I haven't done that yet. And I don't know, I guess I'm kind of reluctant on it just because I really like to have a few songs that I feel really strongly about. But at this point in time, I do feel like I have a number of them that, you know, I would like to show to the public and show to the fans. So, you know, some touring, a new record, and really just trying to make a name for myself, I guess, is what I want to do.
And your next release, are you thinking maybe full band? Are you thinking solo record, just yourself? What will that kind of makeup be for you?
Well, yeah, I think so. You know, I play all instruments, and I've played all instruments in different bands, and I really want to have that creative control. And it's nice to work again. Like, I think for any recordings coming up, they'll certainly be with a producer of some. I like that, but I like to work closely with them. And yeah, so I think anything that's going to come up will solely be me, a solo record. And it's, the music is still, I feel like, is in the same direction that it's been going, you know? It's I guess I would call it just, you know, pop rock music. It's, I try and make it fun-loving and catchy, you know? That's what I'm into. So hopefully I can produce something similar to that again, you know?
Very cool. All right, find out more at lucashicks.com. That's the website. And Lucas, we thank you very much for dropping us a line.
Hey, thanks again, Anthony.
No problem. And here is Lucas Hicks on the Earshot 20 in an Earshot Extra spot this week. Stick around. There's more on the way.
Earshot 20 Extra.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Bad News from Lucas Hicks. Check him out. He's on tour in the Maritime region and probably going to be moving on from there. So definitely check him out. Some really good tunes online, including that song, available for purchase and download. We're going to move into the final three of the first hour. Numbers 13 through 11. You're going to hear number 13 up from 18 Grand Analog, a track from that album, which... you sort of told me, now I remember. Modern Day Fool. Didn't write it down.
It's a song about me. It's a song about me. I was fooling around, and so I'm your Modern Day Fool.
That's a track called Modern Day Fool featuring Andrina Turin. And after that, you're going to hear from another debut this week at number 12, Hamilton's Jessie Lanza, who releases her debut collection of Glacial Electro R&B, co-produced by Junior Boys, Jeremy Greenspan, and released on UK electronic label Hyper Dub. That is an album entitled Pull My Hair Back. And at number 11, down from 8, you're going to hear from Washed Out and the album Paracosm. Stay tuned. We'll let you know what you heard when we return.
Number 13.
Mic check. Microphone check. 1, 2. I'm in the city. I'm in the city. Live a city life.
Modern day.
I'm in the
kind of fool.
I'm in the city.
I'm just a modern day.
I'm in the city.
Kind of fool.
I'm in the city.
Modern day.
Live a city life.
Kind of fool.
I'm in the city.
I'm just a modern day.
I'm in the city.
Kind of fool.
Aha. Uh-huh. OK.
Don't you worry about me, girl, I'm complex. Vibing out in my own world, I'm complex. Shades of blue, various shoes. Excuse me for being obtuse, I'm just a modern day fool. Cool, social recluse, just a walking contradiction. Mother nature on the loose, people on the run since the days of prohibition. Thinking big is always better, but simple's more efficient. In my opinion, just a model of decorum. Fantasy, fighting all the destitute and boredom. I passed on the rose-colored glasses indeed. The policy was no money-back guarantee. A hazy kind of decade, a Sunday kind of love. Simplest of memories is what you think of. This year, fight the good fight, flipping the dime. Mellow out on malt wine, never checking the time.
Modern day,
I'll be fine.
Kind of fool.
I'm in this.
I'm just a modern day.
Okay, don't you worry about me, girl, I'm complex. Vibing out in my own world, I'm complex. Shades of blue, various shoes. Excuse me for being obtuse, I'm just a modern day aphrodisiac, dark cocoa love bug. I got a me walk, yeah, I make it look good. Famine to feast, just to say the least, I'm a beast. Plus I give the best hugs, a neighborhood dude, old school like dial-up. Recap the backstory for the ill advice. I was born by the river, a couple midwives living third world lives. Clean water, no bank, they stand and deliver. I made it this far, think large, reach for it. Look ma, no hands, I've always been drawn to the simpler things. I tend to settle for the simpler things.
Modern day,
the joy it brings.
Kind of fool.
I'm in the city.
I'm just a modern day.
I'm in the city.
Kind of fool.
I'm in the city.
Just a modern day.
Living
a kind
city
of fool. Hey, I'm just a modern day.
I'm
kind
in the city. Got to love myself.
I've got to love myself.
Above all things.
Above all things.
I've got to carry myself.
I've got to carry myself.
Yeah. Above all things.
Above all things.
I've got to love myself.
I've got to love myself.
Above all things.
Above all things.
I've got to carry myself.
I've got to carry,
carry, carry, carry, carry, carry, carry, carry.
Follow, 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 follow.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
From the latest record, Paracosm, that was Washed Out, sitting at number 11, down from 8 this week, and a track called Don't Give Up. Before that, you heard Keep Moving by Jesse Lanza. Her debut record, Pull My Hair Back, is debuting at number 12 this week. And at number 13, up from 18, was Grand Analog from Modern Thunder, a track called Modern Day Fool.
Oh, and that's it, I guess, eh?
Yeah.
I thought you sounded like you had something else to say at the end of that, but I guess not. All right, well, there you go. That's 10 down and 10 more to go coming up in the next hour of the program, as well as our interview with our number one this week, and that is Braids, and you'll hear a little bit more about that coming up. But first, tell you a little bit about this program. I'm Anthony Emmon. That's Brian Cleveland in studio with me. And we count down the top 20 every week from earshot-online.com. These charts are for the week ending Tuesday, September 17th, 2013. And after we do the countdown, we record this show and then we send it out for syndication across the nation to many great campus and community radio partners. So thank you to them for carrying the show. You can also find this show for download. If you missed any part or you want to go back and listen to a song, you can do that. Radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And you can also podcast the show on iTunes. All right. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with your top 10 plus our interview with Braids and more. Stick around.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.